Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Are you being influenced? Well, if you watched a blockbuster film in the last decade, well, then there's a chance it has been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Now, here's the reality. The CCP may be running the largest influence campaign in history. Now, in Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, well, investigative reporter Tiffany Meyer reveals how the CCP exerts control over some major studios. Don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free when you go to the website hollywoodtakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N.
Well, we're coming to your city. Gonna play our guitars and sing you a country song. We'll all be flying higher than a jet airliner. And if you want a little bang in your yin-yang, come along.
Majority of Gaza has already been destroyed through acts of collective punishment by this maniac, Benjamin Netanyahu. I'm 100% with Senator Schumer.
It's Biden versus Trump.
Yes,
we know that.
It is.
What do you say to voters who are upset that those are the two choices?
Get over yourself. Those are the two choices.
Yeah, love that. Right?
What do you say to those folks about the economy and what's going on?
Well, I say we have the best economy in the world. We got to make it better.
Only 214 days till you get to vote.
Yeah, we're coming to your city. Gonna play our guitars and sing you a country song.
From coast to coast. From border to border. From sea to shining sea. Sean Hannity is on.
Stay right here for our final news roundup and information overload.
All right, news roundup, information overload hour. Toll free, our number is 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. Well, with Joe Biden's unvetted illegal immigrants, over 10 million and many tens of thousands coming from China, and well over 10,000 plus from Russia. And then, of course, the people coming from the number one state sponsor of terrorism, that would be Iran and Syria, their satellite, and Egypt and Afghanistan. We told you last week that, according to reports, the training camps of Al-Qaeda have reemerged in Afghanistan. Also, ISIS is now back. ISIS-K, as they call themselves, I guess, now. And the number one target for ISIS-K, we are being told, that's the group supposedly, allegedly, that hit Moscow in that nightclub. Their number one target is the United States. Shouldn't surprise anybody. But all these unvetted millions of Joe Biden illegal immigrants with no, you know, coming from our top geopolitical foes, what do you think that means for the country? It is a clear and a present danger to every American. And I'm taking it a step further because the truth simply needs to be told. It is not a question of if any longer. We know they're here. My sources that give me information have pretty much confirmed for me my greatest fears that it's not if, it's when they will attack our country. And I'm talking about an attack on the scale of 9/11 or October 7th in Israel. And it's going to happen. I pray to God I'm wrong. I say that every time because I really believe in the power of prayer, but I don't think I'm going to be proven wrong. I'd have to literally just suspend all common sense to believe something that I know would not be true. Listen to General Frank McKenzie talking about ISIS-K and their desire to attack our country.
So what do you think the threat to the homeland is? You heard General Kurla talk about, obviously, U.S. interests abroad, but the homeland, how soon, how big is ISIS?
So ISIS-K in particular, but ISIS in general, has a strong desire to attack our homeland. We should believe them when they say that. They're going to try to do it. And I think the threat is growing. It's begun to grow as soon as we left Afghanistan and took pressure off ISIS-K. So I think we should expect further attempts of this nature against the United States as well as our partners and other nations abroad. I think this is inevitable.
He's not the only one that's been warning about this. The last two appearances before Congress, FBI Director Wray, I'm not his biggest fan, but I'm grateful that he's sounding the alarm. It's never been this bad. My question is, why has he been silent for 3 years about Joe Biden's open borders? Why is that? Why? I guess they're too busy investigating tiger moms like Linda that show up at school board meetings as domestic terrorists? Good grief. Here's what he had to say.
I believe that the terrorist threat level that we're contending with right now is at a whole nother level from an already heightened terrorist threat level that we were seeing even before October 7th. And I say that for a variety of reasons. First, you've seen a veritable rogues gallery of foreign terrorist organizations calling for terrorist attacks against us in a way that we haven't seen in a long, long time. And these are terrorist organizations, as this committee knows very well, which often don't see eye to eye on much, but they seem to see eye to eye on this. There is a particular network where some of the overseas facilitators of the smuggling network have ISIS ties that we're very concerned about and that we've been spending an enormous amount of effort with our partners investigating. Exactly what that network is up to is something that's, again, the subject of our current investigation.
But there is a network we're concerned about that has facilitators involved in it that have ties to ISIS and
Correct.
Other terrorist organizations.
Correct.
If that does not scare the living hell out of all of you, I don't know what will. But it is a real, clear, imminent, present danger to our country. And when it happens, and we find out it's a Joe Biden illegal immigrant or immigrants that he allowed unvetted into our country, this will be because of them. Any death, any destruction, any injury, blood will be on Biden's hands. Just like the unvetted illegal immigrants of Joe Biden have been committing murders and rapes and other serious violent crimes all around the country. I have a stack of new cases every day now. It's so preventable. It should make this issue alone should render him as a candidate that cannot be trusted to be a commander in chief. He's been aiding and abetting in the law breaking. Now, Congressman Mike Waltz of Florida, he has been trying to sound the alarm himself and alert the country about what is the very real rise of ISIS-K coming out of Afghanistan in the wake of Biden's bungled withdrawal. He joins us now, but I've also been hearing that Al-Qaeda training camps are back up and running in Afghanistan. Have you heard the same?
No, that's absolutely right, Sean. And I mean, here's the bottom line is Biden decided somewhere in that addled brain of his that I guess just the war on terror was over. He just unilaterally decided it. Well, the terrorists didn't get the memo. And Al-Qaeda is back. ISIS is back. ISIS-K stands for Khorasan, which is the name they have given to their caliphate that would stretch from India into Central Asia. Just by point of comparison, under the Trump administration, there were about a dozen individuals on the terrorist watch list that we know made it across. Now we're talking over 300. We don't know where they are. The FBI is trying to track them down somewhere in the United States. And I was at that hearing that you just played with Chris Wray And he told us both privately and in the segment you just played publicly that he has never seen it this bad. He is ringing the five-alarm fire bell. They just don't have – there are so many people coming across. They don't have the assets to track them all down. And the thing that's so different now is they have an entire terrorist super state in Afghanistan to deal with, to train, to conduct resources, to infiltrate. They've got billions of our most sophisticated equipment that we left behind that's on the terrorist black market. Sean, they even have an international airport in Kabul Airport. The Taliban's issuing passports. And they're flying all over the world. And what hasn't really gotten a lot of coverage is the number of plots in Europe, active plots that have already been intercepted. One to bomb the Swedish parliament, another to attack Notre Dame Cathedral, another to attack church and religious sites in Vienna, in Austria, and another one in Germany. So eventually one of these are going to get through like it did in Moscow. And sadly, you're absolutely right. It is not if, but when we have another attack in the United States, and just a reminder, San Bernardino, those attackers were on the terrorist watch list that came through under Obama. Pulse nightclub in Florida, also on the terrorist watch list, came through under Obama. And here we are again. And I just fear when the other shoe drops.
If I was in your position and I had the security clearance that you had, I'm not asking for any information that you would not be able to share with this audience. What I'm asking is a different question. How much more alarmed would I be than, because I'm very alarmed now based on what I know, published reports, some of my sources just basically confirming over and over again, yes, it's that bad and worse than you think. How would I feel if I sat in those closed door meetings you get to sit through?
I'm the only member in the House that's on the Armed Services, the Intelligence, and the Foreign Affairs Committees. So I have a lot of bourbon at night, and you would be drinking a lot as well. It's bad, Sean. This is what the world looks like when our enemies no longer respect and fear us. They smell opportunity. They smell weakness. And every single one of them is on the march. And the thing that pisses me off the most is that our military is just getting out there, getting flat, worn out, whether they're for target practice with the Houthi terrorists, whether they're up there trying to deter Hezbollah from taking northern Israel, whether they're getting shot at and they can't shoot back in Iraq with the Iranian-backed militias there. Iran is flush with cash. Russia is flush with cash. They're doing it on the high price of oil because of Biden's climate agenda, restricting gas back here. It is all because of bad, idiotic policy coming out of this this White House. Our military is at danger. Every American is in more danger. And at some point, they're going to have to go back to clean all of this up. And just very quickly, you remember when Obama yanked us out of Iraq in 2011 with no plan. And what did you have 3 years later? The explosion of ISIS on the scene, American hostages getting beheaded in orange jumpsuits on national television, and our military had to go back in to clean that up. But the difference was we had the Kurds, local allies on the ground to work with. We had bases in the region. We had a government still to work with in Baghdad. In Afghanistan, Sean, we have no government, no local allies, zero bases. Biden gave Bagram Air Base and every other base up for nothing. It is going to be far, far more worse when we have that next attack, and the American people rightly demand we go clean it up, and the military is going to be left dealing with it because of this president's horrifically bad
policies. Well, let me ask you.
Policies.
Quick break, right back. More with Congressman Mike Waltz of Florida on the dangerous threat that is radical terrorists targeting this country.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, everybody, your friend Sean Hannity here with a message that is all about your safety. Now, when it comes to protecting yourself, your loved ones, well, it's not about having a firearm. It's about understanding the continuum of force philosophy. Now, picture this. A situation arises where you or a loved one are threatened. Now, instinct may drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. Now, what if there was a way to effectively defend yourself, de-escalate a situation, without the irreversible consequences of deadly force? Enter Byrna, B-Y-R-N-A. It is the less lethal pistol launcher equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo to incapacitate attackers for up to 40 minutes. Byrna is legal in all 50 states. No background check is required and can be shipped right to your door. Now, Byrna is proudly American, manufactured in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Just go to Byrna.com/Hannity. Right now, you'll get 10% off. That's BYRNA.com/Hannity. All right, days are getting warmer, and it's so easy to reminisce about fond summer memories with you and your family. Hey, if you want those precious moments all year long, well, you might want to consider a Michael Phelps swim spa by Master Spas. Now, imagine combining the leisure of a hot tub with the exercise benefits of a pool all in one elegant package. Well, that's what you get with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa. Now, Master Spa's technology is incredible. They have LED lighting, beautiful waterfalls, and those super powerful massage jets will relieve pressure on any achy joint. And surprisingly, installation takes only one day. Linda, you love yours.
I cannot tell you how much we love it. And you know what? We get it up and running all year long, but in the spring, the kids are even more excited to go out because it's not as cold to get there. It's got awesome LED lights. Anthony and I can use it for our shoulders and our aching joints, and the kids are jumping around and swimming, and they're swimming better than ever because it's a Michael Phelps swim spa, and they're learning. It's fantastic.
100% built in the U.S. by the world's largest swim spa manufacturer. Go to masterspas.com, put in the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. You save up to $1,000 off your Master Spa. Promo code Hannity for up to $1,000 in savings. Exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand I trust, masterspas.com. More with Michael Waltz, congressman from Florida, on the issue of our national security being compromised because of Joe Biden and his open borders. Let me ask you this question, because I paid very close attention to Director Ray, and I've been critical. Like, for example, in the lead up to the 2020 election, what, we had FBI agents meeting weekly with big tech companies in the lead up to that election? Okay, yeah, right. And meanwhile, the FBI had found out that they had their own copy of the laptop from hell of Hunter Biden. They fully authenticated it in March of 2020. And they were warning, the FBI agents were warning big tech companies they may be victims of a misinformation campaign, and it may be about Joe and Hunter Biden. Now, they knew damn well that Rudy Giuliani's attorney, Bob Costello, had a copy of that laptop. They knew it would leak. And I'm thinking, why are we wasting resources on this? And then they wouldn't affirm for Facebook or Twitter that it was real. Here's my last question for you. Sure. Why, if Director Ray sees what you see and knows what you know and has been watching Joe Biden lie for 3 years telling the country that the border is secure and closed, yet people, tens of thousands from China, you know, tens of thousands from Russia, people from Iran and Syria and Afghanistan and Egypt at our southern border. Why has he allowed that law breaking to continue? Because as far as my understanding goes, it's illegal to aid and abet people entering this country illegally, as Joe Biden has been actively doing.
Yeah, look, I agree with everything you said. And Ray has been very clear with us in Congress, as you just played, on the real threat. I agree with you. Why doesn't he?
Well, then why didn't he step in and say, no, you must enforce the law?
No, because I think it's Garland. It's the attorney general sitting over him that is one of the most politicized.
Well, if I was an FBI director and the AG wouldn't let me do my job and enforce the law, I'd quit.
I agree. Just like the generals in the Afghanistan withdrawal, I say the same thing. Now, put your title, put your stars on the table for the good of the American people. I couldn't agree with you more, Sean, but I don't have an answer why he doesn't do it. It seems like he's kind of covering his bases by giving us all the warnings, particularly behind closed door and classified sessions. I've asked him a similar version of that very question, and he essentially says, well, we've taken every action we can. The end of the day, those are political decisions with the president and the attorney general. Well, then resign. But it's classic Washington.
If I knew what you're describing and that was my job and I knew laws were being broken as a matter of policy by the president, I would go out with a bang and say, nope, I'm not doing it. But anyway, you know, I here's my fear. I'm going to call you one day. It will have happened, whatever it is. And then what good does it say? I warned you. I told you this was coming, because we'll have dead Americans that we're mourning. And I don't want that day to come, Congressman. I don't want that day to come. I pray that we're both wrong, but I know we're not. That's the problem.
I know. We've got to win in November, Sean. And I pray it happen before then.
I think Linda needs to send me some moonshine that one of our viewers, listeners sent us, because it's scary as hell. That would keep any real patriot, awake all night long. Mike Waltz, Congressman, Florida, my state. Thank you, sir. Appreciate you being with us. 800-941-SEAN, our number if you want to be a part of the program. I don't know what happened to Liberal Joe. Poor Liberal Joe. Liberal Joe, I don't know, maybe being in the swamp too long, maybe he just wanted to be on TV too bad or too badly. If I have to be a liberal and work at MSDNC, I'll be a hardcore lefty, but he's not the guy that I knew years and years ago. And this is him. He's obsessed with Trump 24/7. The Trump campaign is dedicating to reversing gains made by MLK and Bobby Kennedy. No, he's not. But listen anyway, for kicks, for giggles.
You know, Mike Barnicle, it is just a side note here on how much has changed and how Donald Trump has worked to reverse so many of the gains made since Martin Luther King's passing. So here we are all these years later, and it just this twisted path has led us to where somebody named Kennedy is putting himself in a position to elect Donald Trump president, a guy who whose life now is dedicated to reversing the work of Martin Luther King and Bobby Kennedy.
Unbelievable. Now, I have said the media mob, that would include Liberal Joe, that they will be the biggest campaign donors to all things Joe Biden in this election season. Here's a network I did not expect that would be a part of it. Now, Sage Steele did an interview with Joe Biden at ESPN. Now, I know ESPN sometimes talks a little politics, not often. I watch my buddy Stephen A., who I love, and he gets into politics, and I write him and tell him that he needs to stay in his lane. And then when I talk sports, he tells me I need to stay in my lane, and we kind of laugh about it. But anyway, she's claiming that every question was carefully scripted, and she was given instructions not to deviate from those instructions or questions. Listen.
Every word that we write out, you will not deviate from the script and go to the word. Like every single question was scripted, gone over dozens of times by many executives, editors and executives. Absolutely. I was on script and was told not to deviate. It was very much, this is what you will ask. This is how you will say it. No follow-ups.
Now, I can tell you, in all the years I've been on radio, and now in my 28th year at the Fox News Channel, the longest running primetime cable news host in the history of cable news. Nobody expected that in 1996, least of all me. But I'm grateful to all of you for allowing that dream to continue, because I'd be talking to myself and basically probably be in a rubber room somewhere. But they've never told me what to say or do. I can't make you watch. I can't make you listen. I can only try to put on the best show possible. All right. I'm going to try this. Levinette, Alabama. Did I get it right? You're on the Sean Hannity Show.
Levinette, how are you today?
I'm good. Thank you for calling.
I was calling because I listen to you often, as much as I can with my work schedule. I'm not a liberal. I'm not a conservative. I'm very independent in my thinking. I practice social ethnography. I try to look at all parties, all opinions, the cultural aspects, everything to make an informed decision about how I look and view human rights and how we operate as a nation.
Okay.
It frustrates me because I feel like a noun, which is the word woke, is being weaponized, and people are using their emotions and not looking at the totality of what that means. As me being an African-American woman, I look at it differently. I look at all the underpinnings. I look at now, I'm more conscious of how things happen politically, socially, educationally, because I'm a retired teacher, and I look at the whole landscape, because not only am I a mother, I'm now a grandmother of a one-year-old black male. So I look at how I'm going to approach educating him, how I approach educating myself, arming myself, all the things that you talk about. But I feel like it's being weaponized, because there's some good underpinnings of that based on how you analyze it. Unfortunately,
are you talking about the word woke and how I analyze that, or my criticism of that mindset?
Yes.
Okay. Mindset. Well, let me ask you a question. And maybe this is a simple one. I happen to be a person that believes in traditional education. And that means I don't want schools indoctrinating my kids into their way of thinking and contradicting values that I want to instill in my children at home. Okay. I believe in parental rights in that area. Now, there are schools where they feel that they know better than parents. And if they want to teach young children, even very young children, that you could be a boy or a girl, or you can decide whether you want to be a boy or a girl, et cetera, et cetera. I'd rather they stick to math, reading, science, history, computers, the basics, and let the parents and let the churches do their job and let them instill the values in the kids, with one caveat: is every kid in school better shut their mouth and behave and listen to the teacher and not disrupt the classroom and disrupt the learning opportunities of others. Now, is there anything wrong with what I said?
Not one thing.
Now, I tell you, I'm going to add one other thing that I think that we should teach kids: the golden rule. The golden rule. Now, I guess if you can't mention God in a public school, which in itself is a shame, but what is the golden rule? Love God with all your heart, mind, body, and soul, and your neighbor as yourself. In other words, treat others the way you want to be treated, with respect. And I would say that would pretty much cover all of the behavioral issues that come up in any workplace or in any educational setting. Would you agree with that?
I do totally wholeheartedly agree.
Then you and I are on the same page. Then we don't need other people that think that their views are so superior, contradicting the views of parents and others. And wokeism, you know, as it relates to this specific example that I'm using, would be that there are teachers and schools and school districts and school boards that feel that it is within their purview to educate children into a value system that parents do not agree with. And that's where you and I disagree on whether woke is good or bad.
There are so many multifacets of wokeism. I feel like sometimes...
Well, this is a pretty big one. This is one of the top issues in terms of defining woke, but what other one would you bring up?
I would say in society, us being able to be more aware. A lot of is being watered down, that people are now... Unfortunately, with George Floyd, are now being more conscious of social injustice. I think sometimes it's being hammered so much that we are losing the value systems, just as what you spoke about. And sometimes I think when you start talking about the politics of what's going on in America, we lose those underpinnings.
Let me ask you then, because now let me take this into the political arena, if I may, and let's see if we can find more agreement, okay? I appreciate your call, I really do, and obviously you care a lot about your country and about families and society, and I admire you for that. Now, would you say that defund, dismantle, reimagine the police, which Democrats have pushed? No bail laws that Democrats have pushed. Do you think that is good or bad for people in small towns and big cities?
It's bad for small towns because you were talking about already.
It's bad for big cities too, wouldn't it? Why would it? You see what's happening in cities like New York and Oakland and San Francisco, right?
Yes, they're getting paid a little bit more because of the dynamics of economics.
But the bottom line is, The defund, dismantle, reimagine, no bail law mentality has resulted in horrific crime waves that we've never seen in modern times. Let me ask you another question. If you had to grade the educational system of government schools, public schools, and let's target it demographically. Let's say minority neighborhoods in like New York City, where I happen to know a lot about the statistics there. How have the Democrats done in terms of educating our children? I could tell you the city of Baltimore, for example, has 13 public schools. Not a single child is proficient at their grade level in reading or math. Did you know that? Not one school, not one child.
Yes, I am.
How would you grade the Democrats' policies on education? I think they're atrocious. It is an embarrassment. It is a disgrace. It is a disservice to the God-given talent that I believe every human being is born with.
I understand what you're saying, but let's take it a few steps further.
But I want you to answer that. How's the Democratic Party and their alliance with teachers union, how's that working out for the kids? And if we look at it demographically, how is it working out in predominantly minority neighborhoods in this country?
Yeah. If we're looking at it demographically, regardless of it being a Republican or Democrat being in office, education has declined over the past let's say 50 decades, because there's a disparage in equity based on where you live. We also know that tax dollars drive what's given into a...
But if we can, in neighborhoods where maybe there is a wealthier population, and those kids, 90-whatever percent are proficient in math and science, that means it's not the kids' fault, is it? That means that whatever the town, city, municipality has kids that are not reading at the right age level and grade level, and the same with math, they're not proficient there. Why don't we hold the people accountable that did this to them? Because clearly they don't believe it, what I'm sure you and I agree on, is that God created every man, woman, and child and put talent inside every man, woman, and child. I believe that with all my heart.
Believe that also, but let's look, there are gallimafria things that go with that. First, we're talking about economic disparaging things that keep a child that's in a project from learning. First, they're hungry. That's the first thing, and I've always taught at Title I schools. I've never had the privilege of teaching in a school that's in, let's say, Mountain Brook, Alabama, or Hoover, Alabama, in those school systems where mom and dad both are at home every day. I've been able to, I had the privilege, I'm going to say the privilege, of teaching at schools where it's a 90-90-90 school. All of my students were Black or Hispanic. And if I tell you, that was the most rewarding teaching experiences I've ever had in Gwinnett County, Georgia, where I had those experiences, and in DeKalb County school systems that are public.
Well, I unfortunately, I'm looking at the clock and I'm just out of time. I hope you'll call back and call back often. I appreciate you being so passionate about where you are on these issues, and they're important. And I'll tell you, in 214 days, America's got two very distinct visions for which direction we're headed. This is an inflection point for our great country. Which way will we go? You get to decide. We'll continue. All right, that's going to wrap things up for today. Hannity tonight, 9 Eastern, on the Fox News Channel. Loaded up. We have Texas Governor Greg Abbott, his ongoing battle with the Biden administration on immigration. We'll look at the bad economic news. Brian Bremberg will join us. The radical climate alarmist religious cult, an update. Mark Morano will look at the disaster TB all over a migrant shelter, illegal immigrant shelter in Chicago. Dr. Nicole and Dr. McCary will join us. And Jason Rantz. Set your DVR tonight. Hannity, Fox News, 9 Eastern. We'll see you then. Back here tomorrow. Thank you for making this show possible. Hollywood is under siege from an external force. Now, the same Hollywood that sold the American dream, they are now making nightmares a reality. Many major films make choices to appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Now you can join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in the Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP exerts control over some of the major studios. Now don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free at HollywoodTakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
The biggest stars in country music will be taking the stage at our 2024 iHeart Country Festival, presented by Capital One.
iHeart Country.
Jason Aldean. Keith Urban. Jelly Roll. Old Dominion, Lady A, Riley Green, Ashley McBride, Brothers Osborne, Walker Hayes, all hosted by Bobby Bones at Austin's Moody Center. Saturday, May 4th. Stream only on Hulu, starting at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific.